Fired by President Trump in May amid the department's investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Amazon spokeswoman Nina Lindsay says they plan to hire about 50,000 people next week, both full and part-time, at a nationwide job fair.
Associates in both these roles will be pick, pack, and shipping customer orders, helping to fuel that super-fast delivery speeds our customers love.
Meanwhile, not every employee is excited about a Wisconsin company's plan to offer to microchip their workers, enabling them to open doors, log onto their computers, and purchase break room snacks.
My concern just is with the health effect. What's going to happen to my body when I'm putting this foreign object into my hand and down the road? Because it was FDA approved in 2004, but that's still not very long term in my book.
It's Katie Langer, a marketing executive at Three Square Market. This is SRN News.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
Wednesday morning, JP, because yesterday was not Wednesday.
No, but it felt like Wednesday yesterday, I'll tell you what, but it was not Wednesday morning yesterday. It is Wednesday morning today, and good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great morning this morning. We are partying here in studio.
Partying like rock stars.
And as Sheravius would say, it was raining on 635
and
this morning.
And on George Bush and on the tollway.
Yeah, so be safe out there if you are getting ready to start your commute. It is a little dicey. What do I mean by dicey? Well, there's no onions or bell pepper being diced and thrown on the ground. But what I'm talking about is that the roads are slick from the oil. The temperature is going to kind of give you this false sense of, hey, everything's fine, because it's warm outside. Nasty warm outside. But it is not safe. So be careful out there when you get on the roadways. No road rage this morning. Keep God in your heart. Right, Kathy?
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. We've got Kathy standing next to me, or standing, sitting next to me.
Oh, wait.
To my left. Stand. There you go.
Hello.
Now you're standing.
Howdy, folks. Happy Wednesday. We got another big show today.
Huge show today.
And I'm so bummed out that Shravius is sick and is not calling in. Miss Texas is in studio today.
Oh, I know, and he loves Miss Texas.
Well, and this is a new Miss Texas. I'm sure he'll fall in love. Well, he loved Caroline Crothers, but I'm sure he'll love this one, too.
I think Miss Texas is Miss Texas.
Just Miss Texas rocks.
Miss Texas rocks.
Because, you know, if you win Miss Texas,
then you rock.
Then you're it.
And you should be Miss Universe.
You're the end-all, be-all.
Pretty much. Because you're Miss Texas. Well, folks, we have a huge, huge show planned for you today. We had a great show yesterday. I do want to thank all of our military veterans who joined us yesterday, Major Andrew White. Want to thank Chuck Wright. Want to thank Brian Spiritus. I want to thank Nicole Perry for joining us yesterday and putting herself out there like that. I want to thank Professor Christina Garcia for all she does as well. Yeah. I want to thank Kristen McClellan, who is active duty Coast Guard.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah, so I can't say that she is retired or veteran because she's not yet.
She's active.
She's active duty, and she's an E6 and a science officer.
Yep.
So very, very cool with that. So I want to thank everybody that joined us yesterday and helped out. I want to thank our attorney, Justin Nichols.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For keeping us constitutional yesterday.
Well, and here's what I love, and I got a lot of comments yesterday, a lot of folks texting me and calling me, and then a few comments on Facebook Live. Folks were so, they said that they really liked the fact that obviously folks had differing opinions, and we had a ton of folks in here, and everybody had their own thoughts. But everybody was respectful. And that's what I like about this debate series that we have going on with Christina. And that is that you don't have to agree with somebody. And just like with Sheravius, I mean, obviously, you know, our show is a living testament to the fact that you can disagree with somebody. You can be intelligent about it. You can be very passionate about it. But then at the end of the day, you hug it out and you say, hey, thanks. Have a great day. Love you. Be safe driving home.
Well,
and it's all good.
Here's the key. I love passion. You know that.
Oh,
I'm a very passionate person.
I did not know that.
I know. You had no clue.
Hello.
You've only known me since
is?
High school. Right. I know,
no,
right?
Since you were in high school and I was a teacher.
Well, okay. True. Yeah. True that. No.
Well, did you just say true that?
I did. In other words?
You're hip to be square.
I'm hip to be square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No more circles.
True that.
I'm square. No. In all seriousness, so folks, it is, you know, and Kathy and I, we have tried to create this environment where we can disagree, but we understand that when the day is done, we're human. And
exactly.
We're all Americans here when it comes to this. And to disagree shake hands, and go on about your day is not a bad deal. You know, I watch on social media and Facebook, which I know is part of social media. It's redundant. But and I listen to people's conversations, even on the phone. I'll be observant of somebody just losing their mind, you know, on a phone. And it's like, do we really have to get that way? And sometimes I think we forget humility. And as a result of losing our humility, we lose some of our humanity. And I think we've got to be careful
That. And we've talked about that there's so many horrible things going on in the world. There's also a lot of great things going on. But, you know, we hear about all these horrible things. You know, you've got terrorism. We've got all these things. The world's under attack. And you know, hey, folks, get passionate. Politics, we love it. I mean, you and I have been at this for, what, 30 years or so?
Long
almost
time.
30 years, a long time.
Right.
Since we were two.
Since we were two, probably.
But here's the thing. It's, you know, you can be upset. You can be mad if your side loses. Again, if you don't like what's going on, like Justin said eloquently yesterday, get out and vote.
Right.
Get out and vote and change the leadership. If you don't dig the scene in your state, your city, your county, your country, get out and vote. That's your right to change things. But be decent with folks. You don't have to hate somebody because they differ with your opinion.
With your opinion, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, and so bottom line is that we are going to be bringing you a series with Professor Garcia. We're going to be sitting down. Kathy will do a lot of moderating. Of course, Kathy will have her own opinion, but do a lot of moderating.
Oh yeah, when we do sanctuary cities, I can't moderate. I'm going to have to be tamed myself.
And I'm going to tell you. Let me go ahead and set this up. Next week, if I'm not mistaken, and Christina, you've got the live feed going. Let me know here, but I believe we are going to be debating SB4 and sanctuary cities. I'm going to invite also so that she knows this as well, and she's listening. Christina Garcia is our professor from the colleges here in Collin and Dallas, our attorney, Justin Nichols.
Yes.
And so there'll be three of us debating SB4 and sanctuary cities. And each week we plan on bringing you a topic that we will debate to provide more information to the marketplace of ideas, where we have two different opinions, and let you choose. Take the information home. You figure it out and you make it happen. Now, does that mean that everybody should get a participation trophy? I absolutely do not believe in that.
Oh.
I absolutely believe that there are times when people lose and people win, and that's just the way it is.
I'm still going to write a book called The Participation Trophy Generation because it jacks you up.
Yes.
Not everybody wins in life. If there's one promotion to get, all 19 people don't get it. One person gets it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the way life really goes. And so we're not so blind to that. Hey, life is real and not everybody wins and there are some losers out of the deal. Of course, if you're smart, you don't really lose. You learn. You know, that's kind of the way I like to look at it. You don't win at something. You learn from it. You move on. You win the next time around. So anyways, folks, we got a big show today. We got Dr. D coming on
Woo-hoo!
To talk about mental health in the ER. That was a huge topic last week.
And Dr. Dave has a friend of his.
Oh, well, Dr. Paul Schneider.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Dr. Schneider will be coming on with him this morning as well. A really, really, really phenomenal psychiatrist.
Fascinating subject.
Yes. And so we'll be talking about mental health in the ER and psychiatry in the ER. I know a lot of people had opinions on how they felt about how we triage. I'm going to use the word triage. That was fun. I like that. That's a fun word.
There you go.
Triage mental health in an emergency room. And how on earth can you leave somebody who's mentally ill sitting somewhere for 6 hours? You know, without even a look. And so we're going to be talking about all those fun topics when we come back. Michael, are we at break? Because I know I'm trying to run us that way. Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
He's playing music louder and louder. I would say we are at break time.
We're at break time. After that, we've got State Representative Jeff Leach coming on for a short segment to tell us what's going on down in Austin. And then the very beautiful, the future Miss Universe, Miss Texas.
And Susan Shuler, the very beautiful Susan Shuler.
And the very beautiful
we
Susan Shuler. We love
She's
her.
She's awesome.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic in Dallas. This is where we're going to start. Accident is blocking two right lanes at 30 eastbound at 75 Central. Your stop back to Lamar Street, delays of 10 to 15 minutes. In Rockwall, two left lanes of traffic are blocked. There's an accident there, 30 westbound at Horizon Road. And you have a backup that stretches to Ridge Road with delays of 5 to 10 minutes there. That is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXP.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use?
Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher. Honored to be with Barbara Gill, Secrets of Successful Women. Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. You call it the sad and glad experiences. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own story with Secrets of Successful Women. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. Be here.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah!
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
All right, folks, good morning and welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Super excited. We've got Dr. D on the line. Good morning, Dr. D.
Hey, John, how are you?
Man, we are partying in studio. You're missing out on the party
We're
in studio.
We're rocking and rolling and whatnot.
I'd be there, but I'm partying in Miami this week, so maybe next time.
Really I tell you what, good Cuban food, good Cuban cigar, and you're passing up the in-studio at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You're
something
smart.
Wrong with you. Where'd you get your medical degree from? Sears? I mean, come on.
He's smart.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, hey, he's in Miami.
We're not.
We're in studio at, 5:45. The crack of stupid, say. Well, last two times he's called him from the emergency room, so... He's in a much more place.
Maybe I'll be driving myself to the ER for some psychiatric help. Speaking of that, we have got psychiatrist Dr. Snyder on the phone as well. Good morning, Dr. Snyder.
Good morning. Good to be with you all.
Thank you.
Dr. Snyder, are you in Miami?
No, I'm in my man cave in Fort Worth.
Smart man.
All right. Well, folks, we talked last week about the ER room and mental health and psychiatry. And, Dr. D, we had a ton of response, and I cannot tell you that throughout the week, I had several people that came up to me or sent me messages that said, we really appreciate you tackling this topic, that mental health hits people across the board. And so, you know, and Dr. Snyder, the same thing. People are very, very interested in this topic, and it seems to hit home pretty much to everybody. And so one of the things that I want to touch on first, and because it's close to my heart, is do you deal with, in an emergency room scenario, with adolescents differently than you do with adults?
Yeah.
From the ER,
there are a few different things that happen. With adolescents, you know, the parents typically have to give consent for any kind of treatment since, by definition, they're under 18 years of age. And that's different than an adult who comes to an emergency room who says, I need treatment, please help me, I'll take this medicine or that medicine, I won't take this other medicine. Adolescents really need some guidance, and the law dictates that the guardian or parent needs to make those type of decisions. So in an adolescent situation, the parent or guardian becomes a really vital active participant in the treatment and decision to admit or not.
Dr. D, what's your take on that? How do you guys handle it in the ER before you called the psychiatrist? And Dr. D, do this. Take me through. I'm a parent. I bring in my 14-year-old. Take me through what my experience is going to be like in the ER where I get to Dr. Snyder.
It's a lot like what we talked about last week. The initial workup and evaluation is almost the same. The difference between the child and the adult in the emergency department is not very different for the workup. We're going to do, you know, blood work and a mental health exam, either by us initially and then by a counselor. We take it more serious, I would say, because you never want to mess up on a kid. You never want to downplay a child's symptoms. The difference comes is when I do get a hold of someone like Dr. Snyder, where I finally do get acceptance to a psychiatric hospital, is getting them there. First of all, there's less psychiatric hospitals, there's less options. These beds are usually full, so it's hard to find placement. And then, like you said, the involvement of the parent or the guardian is really, really important. Let's say I finally get to that final step where they're accepted. You can imagine a lot of, you know, adolescents don't have the best environment. That's probably one of the reasons that they could be there. So I've had many situations where the child's accepted somewhere, but the parent or guardian all of a sudden decides they're not willing to take them. So you can have everything in line and know the right thing to do for that child is to get them to the psychiatric facility. But if that parent or guardian then says, you know what, I'm not going to drive them there, I'm not going to go with them, the adolescent facility isn't going to let them in. So that parent or guardian has to be there the whole step of the way. Even though we might know what's best for that kid, if the parent or guardian all of a sudden does not take control and agree with you, the whole thing could be ruined.
And so let me ask you, so do you have situations where you as an expert say your child needs to be admitted into a psychiatric facility? Do you have situations where parents turn that down?
Unfortunately, yes. They come in for that, and then they turn them down. Sometimes the child, you know, then becomes remorseful and scared and says, you know, Mom, Dad, I won't do it again. I won't overdose again. I won't cut my wrist again. And, you know, the parent then feels guilty and doesn't want to take them to, you know, the psychiatric facility. It's a big deal to go to one for a few days. And that becomes a really tight spot. That's when you, you know, really have to sit down with the parents and talk about what's best. Sometimes you might have to get, you know, legal representation. That's when I might call Dr. Snyder again and ask him what to do next.
Now, Dr. D, quick question. A lot of times I'll get ready to deal with a mental health warrant scenario, right? Where, and Dr. Snyder, I want you to chime in first. I'm going to go Dr. D first, then Dr. Snyder to respond to this, please. I'll issue a mental health warrant for an adolescent, which, of course, is just a 72-hour evaluative tool that a hospital and a doctor can take on. But my question is, once I issue that mental health warrant and the parent takes the child to there, my understanding was if the child is not of age, and even though the parent guardian is there, that if there is a, I don't know if crisis is the right word, or severe crisis, if there's such a thing, I thought the doctor could take over at some point and say, hey, look, you're not doing what's in the best interest of your child. This child has to be admitted to the hospital. Is that not the case? Dr. D first and then Dr. Snyder.
Well, it gets a little tricky at that point because every judge is a little bit different. Some will immediately say, I'm not going to take away the rights after the parents change their mind. But for the most part, you're correct. Yes, they do have to, once that mental health warrant is in place, you do have to abide by it. A lot of the situations I was talking about were voluntary patients. They came in voluntary, and things are always a lot easier and go smoother when everyone's on the same page and voluntary. We try not to involve the judge and do a mental health warrant if things are voluntary. But from an involuntary standpoint, Dr. Snyder probably has a better say on what happens.
Yeah, while the parents' input is always really important, if the decision always comes down to what the doctor believes is best for the safety of the adolescent in question. If there's a parent who I feel is being unreasonable and the child's in a dangerous situation, I do have the authority to ask the county judge to place the patient on an order of protective custody, which allows us to keep the patient longer for a longer period of observation and treatment. And then secondly, what often happens in these type of scenarios is there must be some reason why the parents, you know, first of all, the child presents with an acute psychiatric crisis, but then the parents don't want their child to get treatment. In that case, we'll often file a report with Child Protective Services just to investigate whether there's some, you know, alternative motive that the parents may be having.
Well, and that's kind of where I was pushing you towards, Dr. Snyder, because that's what I had the impression was, is that pretty much when that happens, we're going to go get an OPC, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to contact Child Protective Services and get some folks involved, especially when, and you used the word, I wish I'd have been smart enough, acute crisis scenario. And so thank you for that. So once we get to the hospital, what should be, and Dr. D, we talked about this a little bit last time, but I wanted to touch on it with Dr. Snyder as well. You've got a patient in psychosis struggling with mental health. They're 16 years old. They're all over the board. They're touching everything. They put them in a regular room with TVs and monitors, and they sit there for 6.5 hours before a psychiatrist comes to the ER. Is that reasonable? And if it's not reasonable, what should a parent do?
That's horrible.
Well, to me, it is too, but maybe that's not horrible in the ER. I mean,
just
Kathy,
because
you're
not bleeding out, again, it's the same thing. If you're mentally ill, it's like having diabetes and saying, you know, hey, kidney, produce insulin the correct way.
Yeah, but if you're at Parkland and somebody comes in with, you know, 5-degree burns and you've got a kid that's in a little bit of psychosis, I mean, where does your...
A little bit of psychosis?
Well, I mean...
you're either a little pregnant I'm or trying you're not, to, or you're a little psychotic.
I'm trying to reduce
not.
It a little bit. But anyways, my question is that as a parent... First of all, is that normal, number one? Should I accept that as the parent? Number two, what should I do to advocate to try to get psychiatry to address my child's issue before 6 hours?
From my perspective, and I'm coming from a perspective of a doctor who works in a psychiatric facility and not in a medical emergency room, I have access to psychiatric emergency services, so... I would really recommend that parents check their insurance card, call their insurance company, and find out where they should take their kid. And that would be the best possible avenue to getting rapid psychiatric help. It would be best to present directly to a psychiatric facility if possible, if you live in a community where that type of service is available, because you can begin treatment almost immediately. And in 6 hours, I think in a medical ER is actually pretty conservative depending on where you go, and if an order of protective custody is required, that may take a couple of days, especially if you take your child to the medical ER on the weekend.
So, kind of like our question from last week where I asked, should they just go straight to Green Oaks, and the answer was yes, but that's an ideal situation where you live, and that's someone who actually knows about Green Oaks. You know, everyone thinks the ER the place to go to fix everything, and we're happy to try, but like we talked about, the ER is not the best place to start psychiatric care. We know how to do it. It happens in every ER, but it's not the best place, and that's where that immediate built-in delay is going to start, is when you start with us. We have you in the middle of all the other patients, and we're jumping through all the hoops to get everything done, making calls for you, getting assessments done, and trying to get you placed somewhere.
And that's exactly right. And, you know, the thing that I think about is people that live like in Greenville, Texas, or people that live right. in Emory, Texas, where Green Oaks is not a within-range right. facility for an immediate response, that where they're stuck going to their ER. And so we do have a question that's popped up from one of our teaching professionals, and she dealt with special needs kids throughout her career, fantastic teacher. She asks, does the mental health warrant have to come from the county of residence?
From my experience, yes, it does. And that may vary from county to county, but I know that some judges will not want to follow through and do an order of protective custody on someone that lives out of their county.
All right, let me give you a scenario, Dr. Snyder, Dr. D, and let's see if you can, because I get this in front of me all the time. I come in, my spouse, whether it be husband or wife, suffers from, fill in the blank, mental health disorder. In crisis, at home, I need a mental health warrant. I can't get them to calm down. I can't get them to do A, B, C, and D. I need help. What advice do you give them to get their spouse or their brothers or their cousins or whomever it is to a facility safely? Because they can't even get them to calm down.
If it's a situation where someone is in immediate danger, either the patient or a family member, they should call their local police department, inform them what the situation is, that the person has a mental illness and needs to be taken for an evaluation. Most local police departments are very understanding of that type of situation, and they would know the best local facility that would be appropriate for treating a psychiatric condition, and they would be able to transport the person there immediately. Mm-hmm.
Dr. D?
Well, from an ER standpoint, we can't really help you there. We get calls like that to the emergency department with a, you know, helpless family member. What should we do? And the answer is the same, call 911. I've had to deal with that from a family perspective. Growing up, even a close family member who suffered from bipolar, that was before I was ever in medicine, and it was the same thing. You know, and when you call the police, sometimes, you know, you get different responses. For the most part, it's great, but there were times where I was trying to help my family member, and there was no help. And I went to the judge as a teenager and sat in front of the judge as a teenager and would fill out the order of protective custody and would beg the judge to sign off to have the family member basically taken against their will to a psychiatric ER. So those are the hoops you might have to jump through to get help. At one point, you know, the police were called a few times and nothing was done. Fourth time, there was a fire set in the garage. So you just never know what the response you're going to get. So I think the first thing to do is to call 911. The second is to learn how to fill out that. Go to the judge and fill out the order of protective custody yourself. Take matters in your own hands.
All right. Well, folks, we're at a break. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up with Dr. Snyder and Dr. D. And we're talking ER, talking to mental health. And we've got State Representative Jeff Leach coming on the line right after. And we have got the, oh my goodness, very
Miss
beautiful.
Texas is in the house.
I was going to say Susan Shuler.
Well, I introduced her as the beautiful Susan Shuler earlier.
OMG, Susan Shuler.
JP.
Susan Shuler. All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Susan is beautiful.
We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. We'll be right back.
This is 620 AM, KEXB, experts in business throughout North Texas.
We have a road closure due to an accident, Dallas 30 eastbound between 75 Central and 2nd Avenue. Traffic is stopped back to Lamar Street, and this is a good time to insert or to remind you to drive carefully as you make your way into work this morning. As those streets are slick, rain is coming down and heavier in some areas, so drive careful this morning. Accident, two left lanes are blocked in Rockwall 30 westbound at Horizon. And traffic is stopped back to John King Boulevard. Delays of 25 to 30 minutes. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB, experts in business.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who've discovered what us long-timers have known since the beginning. MediShare is affordable healthcare that really works. The great thing is, we're not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit community. Hundreds of thousands of honest, hardworking people who agree to share each other's medical bills. Every share goes to help a fellow member. And when we say affordable, we mean it's common for our members to save upwards of $500 a month. Best of all, MediShare is always open. You can join anytime. So how about now? Isn't it time you joined MediShare?
Call 844-41-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare, now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-reeling, Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Reeling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your go-reeling on.
Yeah!
This year, the stock market has continued to record highs. But if you're afraid it won't last, don't miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Fort Worth tonight at 7 p.m. at Hilton Garden Inn in the Medical District, or in Rockwall Saturday, August 12th. Find out how the Money Matters strategy can help you take advantage of stock market gains when possible, while also helping protect your retirement from a stock market crash. Register at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302, or get in your car and just stop by.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. And if you're on Facebook Live, you are watching me have a seizure called dancing and having a good time to the music. But nonetheless, Dr. David, we've got 30 seconds. Dr. Snyder, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. I can tell you that our audience eats up the psychiatry.
Yeah.
We are a family show, Dr. Snyder, where we tailor our conversations to families and give out information for adolescents, because that's what my specialty has been for the last 27 years. And so I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Snyder.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
All right. Dr. Dave, what are we going to do? Let's sum up and get ready for next Wednesday.
That sounds good. We'll be back next Wednesday. Let's try to do it a little bit longer. We'll see if we can have Dr. Snyder come back. And I wanted to say happy birthday to Nikki.
Well, happy birthday, Nikki. All right. There we go.
We're in sync.
But I'll tell you, Dr. D, this topic is extremely important to our listeners. And so we're going to do it another Wednesday. We'll come back and we'll tackle some of the topics that you and I had exchanged information on. Today, I knew I had a lot of people that are tuning in that wanted to discuss adolescence and psychiatric, and so I appreciate both of you doing that.
Sure, and if
my pleasure.
If you like elderly and the psychiatric is a whole other scenario we should talk about.
Well, and I think really that's where I wanted to tackle next Wednesday, because I get a lot of that in my office, a lot of elderly mental health, mental illness, and crisis. Acute, I like the word acute crisis, and so I really would like to tackle that next Wednesday.
Yeah, Dr. Snyder and I were having dinner Saturday night. He told me about, I believe he said, someone in their 80s who had their first mental breakdown. So it can happen anytime.
That is just tragic. Very, very tragic. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Both of you have a blessed day. And
Dr.
D,
be safe, y'all.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, folks, we've got State Representative Jeff Leach piggybacking on. He'll be calling in here in just a second. When we have both lines going, we are packed. We've got Miss Texas in studio with us right now, and she told me that her name is Morgana.
Yes, it is.
And I got that right.
Yes, you did.
You know what's terribly wrong about that is that I grew up in an era where I knew a woman named Morgana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're about to talk about Morgana, the kissing bandit.
Oh, yes. Trust me, I have heard about her.
Hey, you know what?
She's too young.
And but ironically enough, I'm attending the Rangers game tonight.
Oh, I love it.
The kissing bandit number two.
I love it. Yes. Hand me my phone. I'm going to Facebook Live on Miss Texas.
Miss Texas.
People are tired of seeing us. When Miss Texas and Susan are in studio, we're switching to them.
I'm going to show the most beautiful woman in the world. Aww. My wife! Oh, that's me. No, we got Miss Texas and Susan Schuler in the studio.
Hi.
And super excited to have them. In fact, Susan and I are in discussions. And we're going to be getting in discussions with Miss Texas to become the official radio for Miss Texas.
We would love it. And we want to judge the competition.
That was a you and Shravius thing.
Oh, okay. I would like
I
to.
I want to be Shravius backstage.
Like to, oh, and can we get you to, can she sign an autograph for Shravius today?
Of course.
Autograph
I can.
For Shravius. Yes. And so, super excited. We're going to be talking about Miss Texas and what's going on with Miss Texas. Also, we love traveling Susan Schuler all over the countryside and making her come here at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so, always the beautiful Susan Schuler will be joining
Susan.
Us as well.
Talk about somebody who's done so much for our community in Collin County.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's Susan. And then with the Miss Texas gracious. Pageant all over the state.
Absolutely. And I want to say good morning to my sister, who is tuning in this morning.
Good morning, JP, for JP's sister.
I know. It's my sister.
Oh, I need to talk to her. I want to hear some notes from your childhood.
Hey, this may be the first time she's ever tuned into my show.
Oh, hey, JP sis.
I know, sorry, JP sis. So, do we have Jeff Leach on the line yet?
Not yet. What political office does your sister hold?
Not yet. She's looking at running for, she's talked about running for either school board or city council, though.
Oh,
that sounds good.
I've encouraged her because she'd be a good advocate for kiddos or for her public. And so we've talked about that. She lives in the Green Bay area.
Oh, okay. So what do they have, aldermen up there?
Don't start me lying. Julie, do they have aldermen up there? Respond if you are still listening. She may have already checked out and said, I'm done with this.
Slightly different government.
Yes, it is a slightly different government up there, that's for sure. So I'll tell you what, while we've got a minute or two. So, Morgana, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us how you prepared to get ready for Miss Texas.
Gosh, well, there's plenty of preparation that goes into, you know, the whole journey towards the Miss Texas crown and ultimately the Miss America crown. That's currently what I'm preparing for right now. But in preparation for Miss Texas, there actually wasn't a whole lot of time. I was a senior at the University of Texas at Austin. I just graduated in May.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, hook 'em horns.
Yes, hook 'em horns.
We got to have a song or something, Michael.
I know. We need to play the Eyes of Texas.
That's right. The Eyes of Texas. Oh, sorry.
Exactly.
She didn't say, John, sing it. She said, play it.
Either way.
Oh, very good. Either way. I'm all about that.
But yes, I earned a degree in corporate communications. And then immediately after graduation, I moved home to Houston and really started my prep. And a lot of that is what you might think, you know, the physical preparation. You know, you got to walk on stage in a bikini and 6-inch heels. So, you know, you want to look good for that. But there's also,
you know,
oh, here we go,
JP
here we go.
In Texas.
Yeah, oh, here. Good job, Michael. Love it, Michael.
Love
good
it.
Job. All right, there
life
we go.
Life song.
All my Aggies are throwing up right now.
I know.
My
all
mom's thrilled right now. She's a UT grad, so she's happy.
Great. Good. Yes.
Throwing up in our mouths. The Aggies.
I know.
I'll tell you. So we jump back. We graduate from college.
Yes.
We head back home to Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That Houston is home.
Yes. Plano is home.
Oh,
so
very good.
I'll be able to say by the end of the year that I have lived in three major cities of Texas. I'll be able to say I've lived in Houston, Austin, and the Dallas area, which is pretty cool.
I love it. I love it.
So I guess now on the bucket list will be San Antonio. So I've been in all the four major cities.
I don't know how you kept a curl in your hair when you lived in Houston.
You know, it's a magic trick. trick, you know?
It has to be.
It has to be a magic
trick.
Sometimes
I just wonder about the female chromosome. Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I strong?
Yeah, yours
oh,
is.
No, oh, no, strong.
Oh, the strongest force in this one.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The force is strong in this one.
I can take a flat iron, and I can turn hair into magic.
So you could go
do my wife's
could
hair.
You do her hair for the Miss America competition?
Are you
I would love
me?
That.
I'm way good at this. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously, you laugh at
that.
Me.
I know.
One less thing I have
know.
To do.
I know, right? I'm telling you, I posted a picture. I did. This is no joke, Morgana. I did my wife's hair with a flat iron.
Oh,
I curled
God.
It. I did a cool thing. I did a layer curl,
oh,
which is
God.
Way super cool.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't even know what that is.
I created it. It's a layer curl, and it's way
okay.
cool. I'm very good at this.
It's his
and,
own style, yes.
Yeah, with a flat iron. I took a picture of my wife, and I put a picture out there. I said, what do you all think about her hair? And everybody's like, oh, my God, it's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, should I become a stylist or stay a JP? And some people were like, you need to go ahead and become a stylist.
Up.
I know, right?
It could be your side job.
I should be my side job. I love it. I enjoy that stuff.
You should be a stylist and then do like Notary Republic and stuff in this.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. So, all right. So we're in Plano now.
Mm-hmm.
What does being Miss Texas mean?
I mean, what I personally, I think it means a lot of different things for each Miss Texas. I mean, it might have meant something for Caroline or Miss Texas 2016. But for me personally, it's being a voice for all Texans. I want to represent all things Texas. And so that's what I'm most excited about for this year is that I get to represent my home state, which is very exciting. And I get to spend the year spreading my message of my platform, You Belong. It's an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, tell us about it. Because each Miss Texas and Susan, I believe you were telling us when Caroline was first mm-hmm. introduced to our show, that every year the Miss Texas chooses her own platform, usually mm-hmm. something that they've been working with for some time. Mm-hmm. And so yours is the You Belong.
Yes.
And how do you spell that and how do folks get in touch with that program?
So You Belong, it's the standard spelling, just Y-O-U
okay.
and then belong.
So there's not like a U.
So you didn't go millennial
like
funny
that.
Then,
no.
right? Like hashtag
even
thank
though
you for
I
keeping
am
it
a millennial.
Real.
Oh. That's what they call me. They call me the millennial, which is funny. Uh-huh. I handle all their tech problems.
I love it.
Yeah, throw up in my mouth. It's a pound sign, folks. It's a pound sign.
We can argue about that later.
See, we're going to argue about that
oh,
later.
I love her.
It's a pound
She's
sign.
She's spunky. I like her.
But so, yeah, so You Belong. It's my anti-bullying okay. campaign. It stems from my personal experience of having been bullied throughout middle school and high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I actually used to have another platform, which was Nice Girls Rule, which really focused on the hidden forms of bullying, particularly between girls in middle school age. So, and that's
You're
a huge
so
problem.
Right.
Yes.
It's a huge problem, especially mm-hmm. with social media.
Absolutely.
The bullying doesn't just stop at 3:30 mm-hmm. when you go home.
Mm-hmm.
It continues 24/7.
Yes. But I want to actually piggyback on that
okay.
by saying that bullying actually doesn't even stop there.
Yeah.
Bullying carries through our entire lives. We see it everywhere.
That's a good point.
And something that I based my entire platform, You Belong, after is that bullying doesn't discriminate to a certain demographic, it doesn't discriminate to a certain location, and it doesn't discriminate towards a certain age group. We see it especially in the K-12 education system, but we also see it in the workplace, online,
right.
even in the home. So that's something that I want to really focus on this year is restructuring our idea of what bullying is. It's not the stereotypical image of the big jock beating up the skinny nerd, even though that might be the case in some instances.
Right.
But we see it everywhere. And so what's wonderful about being Miss Texas is that I get to work with the Texas Cares for Children program,
Good
which
for you.
Is our character building program, which completely aligns with my platform. So I'll be able to talk about Texas Cares for Children while talking about my platform, You Belong, at the exact same time, which
That's
is awesome.
Excellent. That's
now,
excellent.
Now, have you thought about taking this outside of even just nonprofits and going to school counselors, school administrators, and taking your message there and your program there? Because I'm tied into just about every region, educational regional center in Texas with the work that I do with adolescents and kids. I see bullying all the time.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and I've seen the damage it can do. It's
yes.
very, very damaging. I mean, you're lucky. You're fortunate. You're fortunate to be where you're at, the strength
well,
that you
I mean,
have.
But I think she's also a great example of the fact that, I mean, she's beautiful. Most, and I, you know, and I hope anybody who's watching this, especially our educators, share this with folks because you're talking about a beautiful girl who's very confident, very poised. you know, very bubbly, and she was bullied. It can happen to anybody.
Bullying has no barrier.
Yeah, it can happen to anybody.
No barrier.
So good for you.
So, thank you. Yeah. So my suggestion is, though, tie in. The yes. school counselor, school administrator, mm-hmm. speak at Region 10. Speak mm-hmm. at the Texas Association of Secondary Principals. Get with Archie McAfee down in Austin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if Susan, do you know Archie? I think you know
yes.
Archie, right?
Yes.
So if not, call me. I mean, Archie was my principal. We are dear friends.
Yeah, he was the principal mm-hmm. when I taught there.
Yeah.
Gosh, so, we're old,
but
JP.
Archie, yeah, well, that's, Archie's like, wait a minute, I'm not
He's
old.
He's like, wait, I'm not, don't I'm let not me old. In that.
But let me know, I can always help with that. And I think that would be very, very helpful. This segment was brought to you by Surround Sound. If you're looking for any kind of accessories for your car, truck, boat, or ATV, look no more. Go over to Surround Sound in Richardson. They offer everything and anything from head units, speakers, subs, and amps. Also, any kind of car lights, LED lights, fun running lights, light bars, wheels. Oh, I'm exhausted by what they all offer, and it's very fantastic.
That's
so
awesome.
Get on over for all of your high-performance tent. Also has a lifetime warranty for all of your vehicle or extra vehicle needs. Call 972-698-0503. That's again 972-6. Why? My eyeballs are no good.
That's not good.
I am old.
That's no taco bueno.
I gotta blink a lot.
I know. Gosh, Morgana's like, oh my gosh. Susan,
Morgana,
you woke me up. Morgana.
That's not Morgana. No.
But you know, it's my Texas accent. Okay,
one more time, 972-698-0503. Surround Sound in Richardson. Thank you for sponsoring us this morning.
She's like, what did you do bringing me with this nursing home crew over here?
Early no in the morning.
JP, Kathy, and the nursing home crew.
The nursing home crew. Woo! The music is playing in my ears, so it means it must be time to take a break. When we come back, we're hopefully going to pick Jeff Leach's brain. Michael, do we have him? We do not have him. Kathy, reach out to him.
I'll reach out to him. We may have him call in on Friday or something.
Well, if not, I've got plenty more conversation for Miss Texas
yes.
and the very beautiful Susan Schuler.
Yes. The timeless.
Timeless
beauty.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Talk about old.
That's fancy.
Susan, talk about
no,
old.
I know.
Susan's like, talk about old. I think timeless was an insult.
No, timeless
I'm
beauty, that means that you still look beautiful.
You might as well call me Morgana.
How long have we known Susan?
A long time.
Yeah.
Susan's been a friend of mine for what, 30 years just about?
Golly.
I've known Susan for 30 years.
Yeah, I've known her since I was on Commissioner's Court, so gosh, like 10 years or something. That's crazy.
That was 100 years ago.
I know, you know.
Folks, we'll be right back with JP and Kathy.
I know,
right? Hashtag.
We are the millennium.
We'll be right back, folks, with JP, Kathy, and the crew.
620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
620 AM KEXB, a road closure due to an accident in Dallas 30 eastbound between 75 Central and 2nd Avenue. Traffic stopped back to Lamar Street. Rockwall 30 westbound to Horizon. You've got heavy traffic volume there. Two left lanes are affected with an accident. And your backup is to John King Boulevard. Delays of 25 to 30 minutes. 360 northbound at Trinity Boulevard and Fort Worth left lane blockage. Your backup to Post and Paddock. And delayed by about 15 to 20 minutes. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a low lower interest rate and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
My name is Anne, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5348.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or New Directions Counseling.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. At Young Ideas, your local Dish authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease into Dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call now, 214-499-4285 at Young Ideas. Ask about special discounts available. That's Young Ideas at 214-499-4285. Let's make your TV choice easy with Dish. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. We've got about 5 minutes left. I was told that there is a story behind Morgana's name.
And
not Morgana, Kathy.
It's Morgana.
Hashtag it bad accent.
Hashtag I'm from Texas.
Hashtag is not even real. Pound sign. I am not a Yankee.
And actually, technically, slanted tic-tac-toe sign.
True that.
There you go. Oh, mm-hmm. True okay. That. Don't say true that anymore.
True that.
Yeah.
True that. See, I'm hip. I'm cool.
D-A-T. We want her to come back again. She's got a long reign as Miss Texas. We would like her to come back. So we're going to ask her about the story of how she got her name.
Yes. So it's definitely a unique name. Many people haven't ever heard of it. So basically how I got my name was in my family, we like to create names by blending names.
Oh,
so my name is actually a combination of my two grandmothers' names, Martha and Gaina.
Oh, I love that.
How isn't that sweet?
Oh, yes. I love that.
Hashtag tear.
Yes.
Hashtag choked up.
Oh, hashtag choked up. I like that. Hashtag
I do,
choked
I love
up.
That.
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
It's just something
so
that my family likes to do. And in fact, my grandmother's name, Gaina, was a combination of Savannah and Gaines, her parents' names. So
how
it's
cool
just kind of
that?
A family tradition that we do. And
that's very cool. I love that.
That's very unique, too.
I like that.
Very
I
unique.
Think that's neat. I love that.
I think we just need to say it is Texan.
Yeah.
Sounds Texan to me.
I mean, we Texans are unique. So.
That's right. Indeed.
Amen.
Bravo,
Miss Texas. Bravo.
Yes. We definitely got some state pride in here. So
we do have a lot of state pride.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
we're
about that.
Full of it.
Yeah, state pride, that's for sure. So, Susan, tell us. I mean, I know that you're not the feature here, right, Miss Texas is, but what is it like, I mean, keeping a schedule, getting Miss Texas where she needs to be, making sure she's out there doing what she's doing?
Well, it is easy and hard, both. When they're crowned, everybody wants Miss Texas to come be on their show or be.
And we get her because we know Susan. We're fancy, JP.
Yeah. Fancy.
And so, you know, that part is the easy part. The hard part is often we are requested by so many that we have to turn things down. And so that's the hard part. But you know, what we rely on is, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, we do have the Texas Cares for Children, and it's a program that you can go, she goes into Title I schools and presents her program, and that relies heavily on donations. So we, you know, we're a 501c3 for that program. And so, you know, if people want to donate to that, we would certainly welcome that, because that, awesome, the more donations we get, the more we get to go into the Title I school.
We can drop that into our Facebook Live feed so people can have,
How do they donate, Susan?
They can go to the Miss Texas Pageant Inc., and there's a link that you can donate. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
But that's a great program. And then we also do she does a lot of appearances with, you know, galas and speaking luncheons and that kind of thing. So.
And she always has a chaperone with her, correct?
She usually has a traveling companion, yes.
Perfect, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, because you can imagine, I mean, Miss Texas is gorgeous, so you can imagine that you've got all these folks who are like, hey, how you doing, you know, kind of a thing.
Can you do that again?
Thankfully, it's mainly kids.
Yeah. Let's do that again. How'd you do that?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Joey from Friends.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Exactly. Yeah.
That is out of control.
We're a mess.
We are a mess.
Are you sure you want to come back?
Oh, yes, I definitely want to come back. What are you doing tonight?
So tonight,
I'm very excited because I'm throwing the first pitch at the Rangers game tonight.
That's awesome.
And I practiced a little bit, but thankfully I have some softball experience. So I think I'll be okay. But you never know. Fingers crossed. Yes.
How exciting is that?
We'll be watching you. That's
great.
Awesome.
And I love that stuff. Cool. You know, I used to cover the Rangers.
Yeah.
And so that's always a fun thing to get to do. Mm-hmm. I used to sit in the press box and watch Miss Texas back then, and whoever during Veterans Day, we'd have a general come out and throw the first pitch, and Nolan Ryan. I got to watch him throw a first pitch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's legendary.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's way cool.
That's
very,
awesome.
Very cool.
And
yeah,
what a great
awesome.
Time to be out there with Beltre just hitting 3,000.
That's
so cool. Have fun tonight.
I'm so excited.
But even more important than throwing the first pitch, because this is more important than that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Favorite ballpark food. Miss Texas.
Oh, gosh.
And if you tell me yogurt parfait and a green salad, I'm going to throw up on you.
No. Trust me. I like to eat. Trust me. So many people are going to like cringe when I say this, but I love hot dogs. I love them.
There you go.
That's my girl.
You know, and just do it classic with some ketchup and mustard, and you're good to go. I mean,
I love it.
Now, Morgana, I'm going to tell you and Susan need to split a boomstick.
Okay.
That's what you got to get.
And take a selfie with it
because you got to split it because it's like 19 feet long.
Okay.
Folks, join us tomorrow. Money in the Bank with Frank. We want to thank Miss Texas and Susan Shield for coming in. Everybody have a great day in Dallas-Fort Worth. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank y'all. Love you guys.
KEXB.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor.